兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主恩典，让我们要平安的过一个星期。
And thank God for His grace that we're able to pass through and safely through another week.
那我们又能够在忙碌之后聚集在教会，一起来机会敬拜神，来学习神的道理。愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And that in our busy lives, we can take the opportunity to come and worship together. So may God bless each and every one of you.
今天晚上小弟要奉主耶稣圣名来分享你族大人多不可仅有一咎之地。
And so tonight, I would like to share the topic about the great and almighty power of God and to receive the land.
不可以只有一咎之地，不可以只有分一份土地。
Oh, that you will not only receive one portion of land.
我们来看约书亚记十七章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 17.
约书亚记十七章。
Joshua chapter 17.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十七章十四节，约瑟的子孙对约书亚说：“主到如今既然赐福给我们，我们也族大人多，你为什么仅将一咎一段之地分给我们为业呢？”
14. Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit, since we are a great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now?
看十七节。
Verse 17.
约书亚对约瑟家，就是以法莲和马拿西人说，你是族大人多，并且强盛，不可仅有一咎之地。
And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, You are a great people and have great power. You shall not have only one lot.
十八节。
Verse 18.
三地要归你，虽是树林，你也可以砍伐。靠近之地必归你。迦南人虽有铁车，虽是强盛，你也能把他们赶出去。
Verse 18. But the mountain country shall be yours, although it is wooded. You shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong.
15章开始，15章、16章、17章呢？这是在分配土地给犹大的子孙跟约瑟家子孙的记录。
In chapters Joshua chapter 15, 16, and 17, it records the division allocation of land to the tribe of Judah and to the children of Joseph.
那在雅各众子当中，犹大跟约瑟可能是最蒙福的两个。
And so among the children of Jacob, Joseph and Judah are the most blessed.
因为犹大他后来特别被这个雅各祝福，以后要当王的。
Because Judah was blessed by Jacob that in the future he would there would be a king that comes from his line.
所以后来建立国家之后，真的王位都是至少在神所指定的这个系统里面，都是从犹大支派出来的。
And so after there is a king from the line of the kings, all can't come from the tribe of Judah.
所以后来神选了大卫之后，王位就一直原系都是犹大支派。
After God has chosen David, then it continues, the lineage of the kingship continues down the line of Judah.
更有重要的救恩的预表，就是后来的主耶稣基督也是大卫的后裔。
And even more importantly, it prefigures how Jesus Christ in the future will also come from the tribe of Judah.
那至于约瑟。他其实在雅各的眼中是长子。
And so in the eyes of Jacob, Joseph was his firstborn.
所以约瑟他实际上在各支派分配土地的时候，约瑟的子孙得了双份的产业。
And so for the children of Joseph, they received double the inheritance.
那所以十六章、十七章呢，这约书亚记这两章就在说明他们这等于两个支派他们是怎么样得到土地，然后他们对所分配土地的反应。
And in chapter 16 and 17 talks about how these two tribes received the land and how and their reaction to receiving this land.
那如果我们从十四章一直看下来，他们在分配土地的时候，我们会有一个很明显的比较，就是犹大的子孙得到产业之后，他们是怎么去征战的。
And so from chapter 14 and onwards, we can see how a difference in how the tribe of Judah, how after they have received their inheritance, how they continue to battle and conquer the land for it.
特别是加勒这个人。
Especially Caleb.
他们分配到了这个亚纳族人居住的那些坚固城。
And because he received the land where the fortified cities of the Anakim.
虽然加勒年纪已经85岁了，可是他还是勇往直前的率先的去把这些亚纳族的巨人把他们赶走。
And so even though he was already 85 years old, he still had great strength to take down and destroy the Anakim.
所以你看犹大支派，其实如果按土地面积来说，他们在众子孙当中是得到最大的一片的。
And if you look at the descendants of tribe of Judah, they received the largest portion of their inheritance.
但其实他们所要攻打的对象也是最高大的城邑也是最坚固的。
And however, their enemies were also the most or the greatest and also the largest, as well as the cities were the most fortified.
那他们，但是他们靠着神像加勒一样，他就把真的这个土地就继承下来，成为他们的产业。
But through God, just like Caleb did, they were able to receive this land as their inheritance.
但是等到约瑟的子孙，他们也是一样得到很大的一片土地。
And if we look at the tribe of from the descendant children of Joseph, they also received a very large portion of land.
可是他们却不愿意再付出另外的努力去把这些迦南人赶出去。
But they did not put into any kind of extra effort to drive out the Canaanites.
他们最后就在他们所得到的认为神的祝福里面，他们就很放松的，那想要坐享其成，就是享受他们已经拥有的，他们不想再扩张了。
And so what they received from the Lord, what they had, they did not want to go enlarge it any further.
所以即使在他们所分配的土地里面有一些迦南人，他们也不想把他们赶出去，把他们留下来，还可以利用他们当作劳力。
So even though there were Canaanites living among them, they did not drive them out, but allowed them to dwell among them and be their slaves.
那这个在以法莲支派跟马拿西支派都有同样的记录。
And so this is the same for the tribe for the tribe of Ephraim as well as the tribe of Manasseh.
所以我们刚才从十七章的十四节读到十八节，就看到约瑟的这两个子孙的后代。他们是怎么样表明自己是蒙福的人？他们已经从神得到很多。
And so from Joshua chapter 17, verse 17 to 18, we can see from God that they are blessed by God.
他们认为说他们是神赐福给他们，他们了解他们族大人多是从神来的福气。
They understand that they are a great people because of God's blessing.
可是他们对所分配到的土地却觉得不满足。
But towards their inheritance that they have received, they were not satisfied with it.
他们来跟耶稣亚来理论说，为什么他们所得到就只有一丘之地而已。
And so they approached Joshua to ask him, how come we've only received only one allotment or one portion?
因为第十四节就说，你为什么将一丘一段之地分给我们为业呢？
And so they asked, why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit?
意思是说，我们人这么多，我们应该要得到更多土地才对啊。
And it's basically saying that, oh, we are a great people, we should have more land than what we have received.
那在这里就出现一个争议，就是说到底以法莲支派跟马拿西支派，他们到底得到几段的土地，几份的土地。
And so this leads us to think about how many portions of land did the tribe of Manasseh and tribe of Ephraim receive?
那看起来呢，从十六章看下来呢，应该他们是捏了一个揪出来这块土地就分给约瑟子孙的是分配给约瑟的子孙两个等于一个半支派的土地。
And so in Joshua chapter 16, it seems that this portion of land that's described here, that it's one for the one and a half tribes for the tribe of Joseph to receive. It's one lot.
所以第十六章的第一节，约瑟的子孙年揪所得之地他开始就在描述他们的那个境界在哪里。
And so that's why it says the lot fell to the children of Joseph, and so it describes where this lot is located.
然后第四节
，Verse four，
约瑟的儿子马拿西、以法莲就得了他们的地业。
Verse four， so the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance.
所以 这四节基本上在说明约瑟的子孙他们所得到这个产业土地的范围。
And so these four verses describe the borders of the land that the children of Joseph received.
这包括马拿西跟以法莲。
So which is the tribe of Manasseh and Ephraim.
然后第五节开始到第十节呢，就是记载以法莲子孙的境界。
And in verse five, from verse 5 to 10 describes the territory of Ephraim.
那在以法莲所得到的在这个地业当中，有几个城邑是属马拿西支派的。
And among among this lot that was given to Ephraim, some of the cities were actually a portion of the land from Manasseh actually belonged to the people of Ephraim.
是几个城邑而已。
Oh, so a couple cities.
好，那第十七章一开始的时候就说马拿西约瑟的长子，那他的支派年久所得之地就记在下面。
And so there is also in chapter 17 begins the allot, describing the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph.
也就是说，他们把这个年究出来，这个土地境界画好之后，现在开始分哪一部分是以法莲的，哪一部分是马拿西的。
And so meaning that after they have decided which belongs to the children of Joseph, then they decided to divide it according to which is from the tribe of Manasseh and which is for the tribe of Ephraim.
那基本上圣经都会描述那个地点，如果我们对照地图可以看到他们详细的那个位置。
And if all these locations that are being described in the Bible, if we look them up, we can have an idea of where their lot is located.
但是基本上大概的位置就是第十七章的第十节说的。
And however, the most place that is located is described best in chapter Joshua 17, verse 10.
一个概列的那个位置的。
And so it's general area of it.
就是第十节说，南归以法莲，北归马拿西，以海为界，北边到亚瑟，东边到以撒迦。
And so it was that in verse 10, southward it was Ephraim's, northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. Manasseh's territory was adjoining Asher on the north and Issachar on the east.
那所以我们现在在看这一段分配土地的记载的时候。
So when we read how this land was allocated among these tribes.
那其实我们所看到的是他所告诉我们的这个属灵的教训。
Actually, we can see the spiritual teachings from this.
我们要了解这其实是照着神的应许，也是照着雅各跟摩西的预言所分配的。
And we have to understand that this is a promise from God and that it was divided according through Moses and Joshua. And Jacob.
雅各。那所以，那这个就是其实约瑟子孙所得到的土地就像当时候雅各他所说的。
And so the land that the sons of Joseph received was actually was what is spoken by Jacob before.
马拿西跟以法莲这两个支派所得到的土地是在整个迦南地的中间的山地一带。
And that the portion of land that Manasseh and Ephraim receive is in the center of the land of Canaan and is in the mountain areas.
所以圣经特别描述在第十七章的第十一节。
In chapter 17, verse 11, it says.
他在讲这个马拿西，后来在亚瑟跟以撒迦境内也有一些城市属他们。
And that they even in Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh actually had some cities towns that belonged to them.
还特别指定了一些山地的一些城邑呢，是属马拿西支派来继承的。
And that there were even these hilly regions that were given to the children of Manasseh.
那其实是因为这个以法莲马拿西支派的这约瑟的子孙呢，是善于打仗的。
And so because the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, they are very good at battle.
他们是勇士的后代。
They are the children of soldiers.
所以在特别是在伯善或者是他这里所说的以伯莲。他基本上都是在这个军事要地上面，就是山地跟那个平原之间的交界点。
And so, like Bethshem and Ibleam, these are all in the valleys between two mountains.
那所以他们基本上是很重要的军事的基地。
So these are all very important areas for battle.
所以要请要由那个善于打仗来固守。
And so you need those who are very good at battle to conquer these lands.
那特别是后来他们会幕所搬到的地方就是示罗，那就是在以法莲的境界里。
And so where the tabernacle was moved to Shiloh, that is actually in the land of Ephraim.
那后来约瑟的骸骨所埋葬的地方示剑是在马拿西的境界里。
And so for where Joseph is buried is also in the land of Manasseh in Shechem.
好，那这个就是都是在这个其实整个迦南地的中间的这个精华区，就是山地里。
And so this is in the midst of all of Israel, and so this is an important area.
那所以我们现在要来看看，他们当时候对所分配到的土地哈，他们觉得不够，不满意。
And so for this portion of land that they have received, they were not satisfied and content with it.
那他们跟约书亚所讲的话，很值得我们来思想。
And so the words that they spoke to Joshua are words that we can think about.
那约书亚他怎么来回应这约瑟家的子孙的这些抱怨也是很重要。
And how Joshua responds to the complaint of the people of Joseph, the children of Joseph, is also very important.
他又让我们可以学习到，我们今天在领受了神的祝福之外，我们应当要用什么态度来为神的国征战。
Because it's a reminder of after we have received this blessing from God, how should we fight for Him?
我们要怎么样真正靠着神有信心来得到神更多的祝福，更有体验，来扩张神国的境界。
And how we can have more faith and to learn to rely on Him so that we can expand our territory.
所以你看今天这个在第十六章的第十节那里特别说。
And in Joshua chapter 16 verse 10 it says.
以法莲他们分配到土地之后，第十节说他们没有赶出住在基色的迦南人。迦南人要住在以法莲中间，成为做苦工的仆人，直到今日。
And 16 verse 10, and they did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites to this day, and have become forced laborers.
那其实这个就在说明，这个以法莲他们得到了这个土地之后呢，他们就很放松的，他们其实不觉得说迦南人跟他们同住有什么坏处。
And so for after going to this land, they didn't realize what is the negative impact of dwelling with the Canaanites.
那其实早在摩西的时代就警告过他们，如果把这个迦南人留下来之后会有什么结果。
And however, in the time of Moses, Moses had already warned them that if they let the Canaanites remain, what would be the result?
民数记的33章。
In Numbers chapter 33.
33章的55节。
33:55。
民数记33章的55节。
Numbers chapter 33:55。
倘若你们不赶出那地的居民，所容留的居民就必做你们眼中的刺，肋下的荆棘，也必在你们所住的地上扰害你们。
55. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell.
那第三五十六节说，而且我素常有意怎样待他们，也必照样待你们。
56. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them.
那所以这一段警告其实就在说明，如果他们没有明白神的心意，不把这些敌人赶出去，最后他们在神眼中就会像这些迦南人一样。
And so this is a reminder and warning to them that if they do not get rid of the Canaanites in the land, then in God's eyes they become like these Canaanites.
那所以当时候摩西所警告的，真的在约书亚分土地的时候就出现了。
And so what Moses had warned them, we can see happens in the time of Joshua.
因为现在在这里特别说，这个以法莲支派的人就把迦南人留下来做苦工。
Because here we see the Ephraimites allowed the Canaanites to dwell among them to become forced laborers.
留下这些人来得到好处。
So that they can be benefited by allowing these people to dwell among them.
但是后来的结果就是他们因此信仰被污染，最后就是得罪神。
And so, however, we can see later on their faith was corrupted and later, and would, they would sin against God.
那其实他们能够以法莲支派他们所得到的这一块山地的所在地很重要。
And actually, this portion that Ephraim, the tribe of Ephraim received is actually a very important piece of land.
如果我们看地图的这个区域划分哈，真的是如果他们所得到的跟犹大支派比起来，他们是真的小。
If we look in terms of size, when we compare it to the tribe of Judah, it is a lot smaller.
但是其实他们所占据的地点是非常有价值的。
But however, where they are located is very worthwhile.
他们在那个地方是很容易防守，不会被攻击的。
Because it's a very safe area and not easily to be attacked.
那当时候其实以法莲支派的人数，如果跟犹大比起来，人数比较少。
And actually, in terms of number, there are fewer Ephraimites than there are
people of tribe of Judah.
And this piece of land that the Ephraimites receive is the first parts that were conquered when they entered the land of Canaan.
其实相对来说是最稳定的。
And this is the most stable piece of land.
所以其实后来以法莲支派它就成为整个以色列国的代表。
And so that's why later on the Ephraimites would come to represent the whole kingdom of Israel.
他们在神的眼中其实是很重要的支派，很蒙福的。
And in the eyes of God, they are very important and very blessed.
那如果看马拿西也是一样。
And if we look at the tribe of Manasseh, it is also the same.
马拿西在第十七章第一节说，他的长子是马拿西的长子基列的父亲马吉。
And so
因为是勇士，就得了基列和巴山。
In verse chapter 17, verse 1, there was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, namely for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore, he was given Gilead and Bashan.
这里特别提到这个马吉是个勇士。
Here it talks about how Machir was a man of war.
那所以他们就得到了基列跟巴山地，基本上就是在约旦河东的那一块基列地。
And so they received Gilead and Bashan, which is the piece of land which is east of the Jordan.
那是摩西当时候就已经分配给马拿西半个支派的。
And this is the land that was already given through Moses for the tribe of Manasseh.
那所以马拿西这个支派基本上他们勇士是善于征战。
And so here we can see the men in the tribe of Manasseh are great soldiers.
那么所分配的土地基本上也是觉得说他们是善于征战，所以在约旦河东啊，容易被敌人来攻击的时候，他们可以防守。
And so, because it's they're located east of the Jordan, so since they are good at battle, if the enemies come, they can defend themselves very easily.
所以这里特别提到马吉是个勇士，表示说，其实他们在神眼中每一个人都是有价值、有意义的，所以神按照他们的特质分配他们的土地。
And so we can see here, for specifically mentions that he was a man of war. So in the eyes of God, every person has a purpose and is worthwhile.
虽然在这个分配土地的事情上，好像他们是抽签抽出来的。
So even though it seems like they have received it by lot, by chance.
那其实这个圈的决定是在神，是神决定的。
But the decision of the outcome of this drawing lots is decided by God.
所以其实是神的旨意在引导他们这个整个分配的过程。
So God's will is the one behind of how they allocate all the land.
那神真的也是照着他透过他的仆人所应许的就这样子实现在让他的话实现在百姓当中。
And so God also fulfilled the words of His servant and to be fulfilled among the people.
所以让这些选民可以很清楚的知道神是信实的。
And so that the people know very clearly that God is faithful.
那在第十七章又描述了这个希罗菲哈，他这五个女儿得到产业的记录。
And in chapter 17, it also records the daughters of Zelophehad.
那这个其实就是第三节那里所说的，这个其实在说明神在神的眼中，其实并没有所谓的男性比较尊贵还是女性比较没有价值这个问题。
And so this is in verse 3, and it shows that in the eyes of God, it's not that women or men, there's not one that is more important than the other.
所以你看这个地方其实基本上说明了神他对百姓不管是儿子还是女儿都同样重视的。
And so we can see that for God, whether they are a son or a daughter, both are important in his eyes.
而是每一个承受主地的人，其实都相对的得到一些他们应该负的责任。
However, every portion that they receive, they have a responsibility that they must fulfill.
所以有关于西罗非哈的他这五个女儿，他们当初得到这个土地的时候，连带的条件就是他们以后只能够在同支派里面的人去寻找婚姻。
And so for Zelophehad's daughters, they only could marry in the tribe of Manasseh.
那他们真的也就照着后来照着这个神所吩咐的这样做了。
And we can see later on that they did do according to what God had commanded them.
所以当时候其实这五个女儿，他们很在意的是说，他们需要让他的父亲在神的这个家、神的这个产业上面一直有名字，能够有份。
And so for the daughters of Zelophehad, they really believe that in the land of God, in the land of Canaan, that they need their father should have their portion, his portion.
那其实是记载在民数记的二十七章哈。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 27.
民数记的二十七章。
Numbers 27.
第四节
Verse 4.
他们那时候跟是跑来找摩西的。
And so at the time they came to Moses.
第四节说，为什么因我们父亲没有儿子，就把他的名从他族中除掉呢？求你们在我们父亲的弟兄中分给我们产业。
Verse 4. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his family because he had no sons? Give us a possession among our father's brothers.
所以他现在想到的是，他的这个他们的这个名字在以色列百姓当中能够一直拥有，能够存留下来。
And so what they were concerned about was that their father's name would be able to remain among the people of God.
当时候摩西对这五个女儿所提出来的要求也不知道怎么处理。
And at that time, Moses did not know how to take care of the matter for these.
所以摩西就把这个案件呈到神面前来问。
So Moses brought their case before the Lord.
那结果第七节就记载，神跟摩西说，西罗非哈女儿说的有理，你要照他们所说的，把地业分给他们为业。
And so in verse 7, the Lord responds saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak with what is right. You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers.
那以后也就定了这个产业就是如果女儿继承产业之后，她应该有的原则。
And so for the daughters in receiving, if they are to receive an inheritance, they have a principle to follow.
所以其实这是一个很重要的一个分配。
And this is a very important in how they divided it.
他们等于是让众人可以了解神的心意神他对这些百姓没有所谓的性别的歧视。
And this helps them understand the heart of God.
那另外，我们说从约书亚记的第十七章也看到。
And in Joshua chapter 17, we also see.
其实神他祝福百姓，让他们有产业可以来耕种，能够来继续繁衍他们的后代。
God gives them a blessing that for his people, so that they can continue to grow crops and dwell in the land.
事实上是希望说他们能够来完成神的这个吩咐，能够让神的国度成为荣耀的，让众人可以看到他们所拜的神是何等的神。
And so they can fulfill the gospel so that people will know how great a God they worship.
那他们是怎么样照神的吩咐保守圣洁，成为真的是祭司的国度
？So how do they keep the commandments of God so that they can be holy and be a holy nation？
然后他们真的是以这个神这个天地万物的主宰。为他们的王，那他们这些民是这么特殊，所以很多事情跟外界做的不一样。
And so since God is their king, how they do things differently, as a result, they do things differently from other nations.
但是我们看到马拿西支派他们所做的也基本上跟以法莲一样。
And so we can see, however, that the tribe of Manasseh did similarly to the tribe of Ephraim.
第十七章十二节。
In verse chapter 17, verse 12.
只是马拿西子孙不能赶出这些城邑的居民，迦南人偏要住在那里。
Verse 12. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land.
那 看起来好像是说他们没有能力赶出迦南人。
And at first, it seems like that they did not have enough strength to drive out the Canaanites.
一开始很有可能他们真的没有 足够的人力去完成这个工作。
In the beginning, it might have been true that they did not have enough strength to complete this work.
因为当时候以色列选民他们是集体生活的。
And because at the time, all of the Israelites dwelt together.
他们本来在打仗的时候都是联合起来一起攻打的。
And when they went to battle, they all went together to battle.
现在分配土地之后，这个支派人就去进去要承受这地为业。
And so after they have allocated the land, every tribe has to conquer the land on their own.
那所以基本上就是每一个支派自己要负责任。
So each tribe had their own responsibility to take over their portion of their inheritance.
如果我们看当时候迦南人士他们是当地的居民，已经在那边住很久了。
And so we can see for the tribe of Manasseh, the people living there have been dwelling there for a long time.
那现在马拉西支派的这些后代，他们现在进来要得到土地，他们基本上是要攻打的。
And so the tribe of Manasseh they came and they needed to battle them for the land.
那当迦南人偏要住在那边的时候，表示这是一种征战。
And so, but the Canaanites were determined to dwell there. This is a type of battle.
但是第十三节，即使以色列人强盛了，就使迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。
And it happened, verse 13, and it happened when the children of Israel grew strong that they put the Canaanites to forced labor.
那这里就看到，其实后来等到他们强盛以后，不是没有能力赶出这些迦南人。
So we can see that later on when they did become strong, it's not that they did not have strength to put the Canaanites, to drive the Canaanites out.
而是他们现在自觉的说有能力来控制这些迦南人，所以反过来利用这些迦南人来做苦工。从他们身上得到好处。
And so, but instead, they thought that they could put the Canaanites to forced labor so that they can receive benefit from them.
所以我们看到他们对神当初的吩咐，基本上并不是很在意的要去完成它。
And so we can see that for God's, for the children of Joseph, children of Israel, they did not completely to follow and complete what God had commanded.
他们现在反过来想要从这些家人身上得到好处，贪便宜。
And instead, they wanted to be able to receive some kind of benefit from the Canaanites.
让迦南人做苦工，表示这些劳力的工作，他们现在就有免费的人可以服务，他们就可以过得比较容易的日子了。
And so these Canaanites would be one doing the hard labor, so then for they themselves would not have to do it.
所以圣经说，他们就没有把他们全然赶出，就是他们可能把这个神的话做一部分把。他们觉得说把他留下来没有关系。
So they did not utterly cast them, drive them out, meaning that they only did a portion, of it and did not, do it completely.
那其实神当初把这个三地分给他们，就是要让他们懂得善用他们自己的这个勇士的这个特质呢，能够征战，把这个不容易攻下来的城把它攻打下来。
However, God had given them, allowed them to be, great men of war so that they could use their strength to take over the land completely.
可是他们不要。
But they did not want to.
那到第十四节以后。
And after, from verse 14 onwards.
我们就来看到他们现在接下来怎么跟约书亚抱怨的。
We can see later on how they complained to Joshua.
第十四节，神到如今既然赐福给我们，我们族大人多，你为什么仅将一揪一段之地分给我们为业呢？
Saying, why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit since we are a great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now?
其实，如果我们看这个土地，后来约瑟子孙呢，就是以法莲跟马拉西这个两个支派合起来的土地，已经比其他的支派不知道大几倍了。
And however, actually, if we look at the land given to the children of Joseph, the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, we don't know how much, it's actually a much greater piece of land than anybody else.
可是他们就觉得说，我们还是不够，太小。
But they still thought that, oh, my portion of land is still too small.
他们觉得说，他们现在所分配的土地不是他们所想要的。
And thinking that, oh, the portion of land they receive is not what they wanted.
所以他现在来找约书亚是跟他说，你为什么只有这样一揪一段之地分给我们？
And so they go to Joshua saying, why have you only given us one lot and one share to inherit?
因为其实约瑟的子孙这两个支派。用一揪就是抽一个签出来，然后就划定了这么一大片土地给他们了。
And so, because it's this one lot that gave them such a great portion of the load of land.
所以我们就看到，其实很多时候我们人不会对自己所拥有的得到知觉得满足。
And so people, many people, they won't realize what they have and be content with what they have.
时常都是认为别人的比较好。
They often think that the other person's is better.
别人好像得的比较多。
Or that other people receive more.
其实他们自己本身已经有那种感受，就是说是神赐福给我们的。
And so they understand that, God is the one who gives it to us.
因为有神的祝福，所以他们变成族大人多，他们人很多，他们也很有力量，可以打仗的。
And it is because of God that they are a great people, that they are a great a man of war.
那他们觉得说他们应该分配更大。
And they feel that they should have received an even greater portion.
但是他们已经得到两份，还不会满足了。
But they have received two portions and they're not content with it.
那我们就看到一个人如果内心不会满足，他基本上他是不会感谢。
A person who is not content in their heart, is a person who does not know how to give thanks.
他可能会因此这样就发出怨言来。
And very easily they will complain.
他们就来想说，哎，怎么耶稣啊？你怎么就只有分给我们这样子而已啊
？And complaining to Joshua, saying, "Why have you only given us this portion?"
因为其实耶稣啊本身是以法莲支派的，是约瑟子孙呢、啊。
And because Joshua himself is from the tribe of Ephraim, a child of Joseph.
那这个时候，其实我们看到的是耶稣啊，他怎么样来对应这约瑟子孙他们的这个抱怨。
And so here we can see how Joshua responded to the tribes of Joseph.
我们也看到一个真的有属灵智慧的领导人，他是怎么样来转移这些抱怨，而成为一个非常正面的鼓励。
And so we can see how Joshua used spiritual wisdom and to encourage these people who were complaining to him.
第十五节说，你们如果族大人多，嫌以法莲山地窄小，就可以上比利洗人利法营之地，在树林中砍伐树木。
You are saying you are a great people and have great power, so you not have only one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours.
那这个地方，其实耶稣啊，他是觉得说，其实你们可以再用一点力气去开垦。
And so Joshua told them that, oh, you can use your great power to cut down the trees.
能够去跟这些敌人征战。
And you can drive out the enemies.
那这些利法因人基本上就是巨人啊。
And so all of these, the Rephaim, they are actually giants.
利法因人哦，他们散布在约旦河东跟约旦河西都有啊。
And so the Rephaim, they are on the east and west of the Jordan.
哦，因为那个在约旦河东，巴山王二。他本身就是利法因族的。
And because Bashan, king of Og, is king Og of Bashan, that he is actually a Rephaim.
那这个利法因就是巨人啊，就是伟人啊，
and so they
高大的。
So they are giants and very great.
那他们事实上是住在这个山地里面的。
And they actually live in the mountains.
那所以其实他们是只要愿意，他们可以再去扩张他们的境界。
And so they actually could go and battle and enlarge their land.
但是基本上，如果要去砍伐树木，要去开发山地，这个要付出加倍的努力。
But if you were have to cut down trees and to go out to battle, this would take great needs a great work to do.
那所以其实耶稣要提醒他们，你既然真的是自己人族大人多，那应该如果土地太小，应该要扩张，你应该要想办法去。
And so Joshua tells him that, oh, since you are a great people and you have great power, then you must put into your own effort to receive and
enlarge your land.
So to receive even more from the hands of your enemies.
而不是反过来去跟你的同族兄弟再想要更多。
It's not to go to your brethren and receive some land from them.
可是这个时候十六节，约瑟的子孙说，那山地容不下我们，并且住平原的迦南人，就是住在伯善和属伯善的正室。并住耶斯列平原的人都有铁车。
16. But the children of Joseph said, "The mountains country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are Bethshem and its towns, and those who are the valley of Jezreel."
我们看到了，事实上这里所提到的，他提到伯善跟住耶斯列平原所以这里就让我们看到这个第十一节说的伯善跟伯善的正室属。马拉西支派的，然后其实就是这个地方就是连接以法莲山地跟这个耶斯列平原的这个重要的关口。
And so this Beth Shean is actually in the Valley of Jezreel. This link is a very important link between the tribe of Manasseh and the tribe of Ephraim.
那所以这个其实你看他说山地容不下我们呢、啊，住平原的迦南人他们是住在平原，而且迦南有铁车。
And so the mountain, they say the mountain country is not enough for us, and that that the Canaanites who dwell on the land have chariots of iron.
对对，约瑟的子孙来说哈、啊，如果能够直接取得平原的地方，那最好了。
And so for the tribe of Joseph, they must have thought that if they could have this plain, then it would have been the best.
那所以他们希望能够得到不用再去付出努力 的土地。
So they wanted this land that did not require a lot of effort.
那他们想要住在平原，可是在平原的这个敌人都有铁车，武器比他们精良。
But they wanted to dwell in the plain, but the Canaanites who dwelt in the plain had chariots fitted with iron.
所以其实也说明，诶，他们认为说他们所拥有的山地。其实他们觉得不是很好，最好是有平原。
And so that meant that they thought that the hill country they received was not good. They rather live in the plains.
这个时候，约书亚第十七节跟他们说。
And this is when Joshua said to them in verse 17.
你是族大人多，强盛，不可以仅有一丘之地。
If you are a great people and have great power, you shall not have only one lot.
第十八节说，山地要归你，虽然是树林，你可以砍伐的。
But the mountain country shall be yours.Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down.
所以当你砍伐，你现在去付出努力之后，这个地就归你了。
After you have really cut it down and you put in effort, then this land will belong to you.
那如果山地你觉得不够，你需要平原的，在平原上，迦南人有铁车，虽然很强盛，你也可以把他们赶出。
And if the land is still not enough for you, then you can drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, you are strong.
也就是说，神事实上是。可以帮助你们把敌人赶出去的。
Meaning that God is the one that can help you to drive out the enemies.
就是说，要懂得依靠神，而不用惧怕敌人。
So they had to learn to rely on God and not be afraid of their enemies.
要懂得去为了神的国度扩张。
And they had to know and to work hard to expand the kingdom of God.
所以，你看约书亚他讲出了一段非常正面的鼓励。
And so Joshua gave a very positive encouragement.
他要求这些以法莲跟马拿西支派的这些后代呢，一定要懂得靠神，能够真的付出努力去扩张境界。
And so he encouraged and asked for the house and the tribes of Joseph to put in their effort to expand the land.
他所讲的其实基本上是基于神的应许。
And what he said is actually according to the promise of God.
出埃及记的二十三章。
In Exodus chapter 23.
出埃及记二十三章。
Exodus chapter 23.
第二十节开始。
First, starting from verse 20.
这是当时候神对摩西的应许。
And this is a promise that God gave to Moses.
神要在他们的前面带领他们走这条路。
Behold, God will send an angel before them to guide them.
他们如果愿意来听从神的引导，他们事实上是可以把敌人赶出去的。
If they're willing to obey God and listen to Him, then they will be able to drive out their enemies.
第二十三节说
，In verse 23 it says,
我的使者要在你前面行啊，领你到啊这些迦南妻子屋的那里去，我必将他们剪除。
23, for my angel will go before you and bring you. Into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
哦，那所以基本上，事实上神，他应许百姓一定可以得胜。
And so God has already promised and that the people will be able to be victorious.
那要注意不要被他们这个错误的信仰污染了。
And that they, however, they should not be corrupted by their wrong worship.
这一块土地神要祝福。
And that God will bless this land.
会出产很多。
And there will be a lot.
So they will be a lot.
And there will be a great crop so that they will be blessed.
那所以第二十八节又说神，你看用各种方式来为他们征战，让他们可以把这个地真的。承受为业。
And in verse 28 onwards talks about how God will use various methods to drive out the people of the land. So God will battle for them.
所以第三十节说，我要渐渐的将他们从你面前撵出去，等到你的人数加多，承受那地为业。
30, little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land.
那这个就是神从一开始对他们要承受迦南地为产业的时候的祝福应许。
So this is a blessing and promise that God has given to them in the very beginning for when they received the land of Canaan.
你看我们今天 弟兄姐妹，我们在主里面其实 都是蒙福的、家庭。
If today, if we look at the brothers and sisters, we know that every family is blessed by the Lord.
我们在、神的、这个带领底下，其实我们每天的日子有时候虽然难过，但是总是每天过。
Under the guidance of God, even though some days we feel very sorrowful, but we are able to continue to move forward.
其实神、他赐福气给我们，让我们、族大人多，可以生养后代。
And God has blessed us so that we are able to have a next generation.
需要让我们、懂得、将这些子孙呢、带到神面前，让他们真的对神有信心，能够为神的国度扩张贡献一份心力的。
And so that we are able to have faith in Him, and so that we can expand our territory.
也就是说，今天我们如果感觉到神对我们的祝福，我们一定要在这个福气的基础上、更加一步的、努力。
And so today, if we do feel blessed by God, then in our effort for Him, we need to work harder.
我们要积极的去、面对这个属灵的仇敌。
We need to very proactively face our spiritual enemy.
要扩张我们神国的境界。
And to expand this our kingdom, our territory of God.
你看，其实我们从教会的传福音的角度来看。
And if we look at how in evangelical work in our church.
有时候我们并没有很积极的像这里所说的。去砍伐树林，去扩张我们的境界。
We might not be very proactive in going to cut down the wood, or cut down the trees, or to drive out the enemy.
有时候我们觉得说我们已经够了，我们 就放松了。
Sometimes we think that we have enough, and so we're relaxed.
我们总是想得到一些比较容易的。
So and we want to do what is easy to achieve.
那困难的我们就不想去面对。
And what is difficult, then we do not want to face it.
那有时候面对这个这个抵抗或者是一些仇敌。很强硬的我们就退后了。
And so, and in the face of a very difficult enemy, then we would retreat.
就好像这个家人有铁车，我们就害怕。
And so, for example, like when these Canaanites had iron chariots, then they
看起来很强盛，但其实这里圣经说我们是可以把他们赶出去的，可以赢过的。
And so, even though they are very strong, but the hearer tells us that we can be victorious over them.
所以我们今天其实要。不管是在传福音的事情上，或者是我们对付我们自己的肉体的情欲上，这些家人欺族的这些敌人呢，我们一定要效法耶稣所说的。
And whether it is in the various difficulties in our life, we need to follow in the example of the Canaanites. I mean, in the Israelites, and go against them.
让我们可以把神的这个恩典继续扩大。
And so that we can continue to expand on the grace of God.
我们。把我们的这个力量呢，来对仇敌征战。
And so to use our strength to fight against the enemy.
当我们觉得不够，我们需要要更多的时候，我们一定是对外去扩张的。
And we feel that there is not enough, that we know that we have to go out to expand.
而不是是对内的去抱怨说为什么我得到这么少。
And it did not to go inward and ask why did I receive so little.
所以其实如果仔细分析，当时候这个以法莲跟马拿西支派。他们所说的话，在表明他们基本没有心想要去征战。
And so, if we look at it very closely, the people, the tribes, the children of Joseph actually did not. What they say is showing that they did not want to go out to battle.
他们只是想要得到现有的好处而已。
All they want to do was to receive the benefits.
而且他们也没有那个眼光看到迦南人留下来之后，他们会有什么后果。
And they also did not have the foresight to see.What would happen if they let the Canaanites to dwell among them?
最后，他们就真的像摩西所说的，这些家人成为他们的网罗，像他们勒下的荆棘一样，让他们真的受苦。
And so later on, these Canaanites really became like what was described, that they were a thorn and in their side.
所以，我们今天我们在信仰的这个灵修上面，一定要积极的去对付这些。我们肉体的情欲，这些家人欺族的敌人呢
？And so in our spiritual cultivation, we need to go against our lust of the flesh, which is like these Canaanites.
我们一定要把我们这些不好的个性，靠着信心，靠着圣灵的帮助，一一得胜。
And so that through the help of the Holy Spirit, and so that we can become victorious.
有时候我们可能是懒惰。
Sometimes it is because we are lazy.
有时候我们可能是拖拖拉拉的。
Or that we're just relaxed and taking our time.
就是不会很积极的想要做什么。
And we're not very proactive in doing anything.
有时候是因为我们自己 人生觉得好像没有目标，不知道做什么。
Or maybe sometimes we feel that we don't have a goal and a purpose in our life. We don't know what to do.
有时候我们有些学生不知道我们学习是为了什么。
And some students and they study not knowing why they're studying.
所以就觉得说好像已经得到这么多，这样就好了。
And thinking that oh I've already received this, it's enough.
但其实神给我们每一个人的福气，一些不同的这些才能。都是将来在神的国度里面有用的。
But God has already given us many different talents to be used in His kingdom.
要积极的去为神的国度准备自己。
So we need to actively prepare ourselves.
你看当时候马拉西支派他们就没有想到说，我分配这片土地之后，我是不是应该去把这个所有里面的这些迦南七族人都把他赶走？
And so for the tribe of Manasseh, after receiving this land, they didn't think, oh, after I should need to get rid of, drive out all of these Canaanites dwelling there. Even though they had the strength to do so.
但是他们不想做。
They did not want to do so.
那结果你看他们就产生了很多后遗症出来了。
And so as a result, you can see there's a lot of negative impacts.
但是如果你看第十五章加勒他是怎么做的。
But if we look at Joshua chapter 15 and what Caleb did.
第十五章的十三节。
In chapter 15, verse 13.
你看，耶稣亚照神所吩咐的，将犹大人中的一块地，就是基列亚巴，分给耶弗尼的儿子加勒。那亚巴是亚纳族的始祖，基列亚巴就是希伯伦。
And verse 13. Now to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak.
第十四节，加勒就从那里赶出亚纳族的三个族长，就是士塞、亚西曼跟达买。
14, Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, Shishai, Iman, and Talmai.
十五节，又从那里上去攻击底壁的居民，底壁从前名叫基列西弗。
15, then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir, formerly the name of Debir was Kirjath Sefer.
你看。当加勒他得到了这个所分配的土地之后，他马上采取行动了。
So we can see that once Caleb received his inheritance, he immediately went into action.
这个基列亚巴的意思就是这个巨人的诚意。
In Kirjath Arba, it actually means the giant city.
哦，那现在加勒哦，去把他攻打，打下来之后，把他改名字叫做希伯伦。
And so after he is able to take over that city, he renamed it to Hebron.
他要把这个城攻下来的时候，是要赶出这三个族长啊。
In order to get rid to conquer this land, he had to get rid drive out the three sons of Anak.
这是要付出很大的努力的。
And this actually would take great effort.
真的是要靠神才有办法得胜的。
And it is only through God that he is able to be victorious.
他自己也很勇敢的去面对。
And he was also very courageous in facing.
他把他打下来之后，把他改名叫希伯伦。
And so after conquering the city, he renamed it to Hebron.
希伯伦就是联合的意思，结盟的意思。
And Hebron actually means united.
就是这个地方是神赐给他的。这是神应许给他跟他立约的产业。
And so this is an area where God has given to him.
所以他把这个巨人的城啊，把它改名叫做立约的城。
And so he changed this city to be named a city that is united or in covenant with God.
所以现在神应许给他产业，他要一直记住，一直要拥有。
And so this land that was given to him as an inheritance, he really proactively wanted it and gained it.
那你看那个，第十五节特别又提到说他去攻击底壁的居民啊。
And he also in verse 15 mentions how he went against the inhabitants of Debir.
那这个底壁，他说从前叫做基列西弗啊。
And which is known formerly known as Kirjath Sefer.
那就是西弗的诚意啊，西弗人的诚意了。
Means it's the city of Sefer.
那这个底壁，我们在读第十章的时候，曾经就出现过啊。
And Debir, as she's mentioned in chapter 10.
如果我们看10:28。
Chapter 10, verse 28.
38节，对不起，三十八节。
Verse 38.
耶稣也跟众人回到底壁攻打这城嘛，就夺了底壁跟属底壁的诚意啊。
Verse 38, then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to Debir, and they fought against it.
这个底壁曾经已经被打下来了。
Actually, Debir had already been conquered.
好了，现在你人没有去住，现在敌人又跑回来，不是吗
？And if there's no one living there, then the enemies will come back and dwell there.
那所以，因为那时候土地还没有分配，还没有人去住啊。
Because at that time there was no one that was living there.
现在，亚加勒说我要去。 拥有这块土地，我要去住在那里。
And so Caleb said that he wanted this land and I want to dwell there, so he went to conquer it.
现在他要付出额外的再一次努力去把底壁的这些居民把他赶走。
So he had to put in extra effort and to destroy the inhabitants of Debir.
那神真的就帮助加勒啊。
And so God really helped Caleb.
让他的这个征战很顺利的就得胜了。
And so very smoothly and successfully, he was able to conquer the land.
所以他对神所分配给他的土地，他真的是去扩张的。
And so we can see that this land that God had given to him, he worked hard to expand it.
照神的吩咐去把这个敌人把他赶走。
And according to God's commandment, he worked to drive out the enemy.
那真正的去拥有这个神的产业。
And so that he could receive this inheritance from
God. 那所以我们看到的是，今天如果我们靠神能够想到神的祝福，我们一定可以得胜。
We can see that if through God, through relying on Him, we indeed can be victorious.
所以耶稣亚他的勉励说，敌人虽然有铁车，虽然是强盛，你也可以把他们赶出去。
So Joshua encourages that even though the enemy has iron chariots, but you can drive them out.
让我们都能够成为神国里的勇士。
So let us all be soldiers in the kingdom of God.
我们一定要把神的话语把它行出来。
So that we can live out the word of God.
不管我们有什么个性是很难改的。
No matter if there are personality traits that are very difficult to change.
我们一定有办法靠神把它得胜。
No matter what, through God, we are able to be victorious.
只要我们愿意真的采取行动来做。
If we are willing and put in the effort to do so.
那将来我们就可以面对神的时候能够交账不会有亏欠。
So in the future, when we are facing the Lord, then we will not feel ashamed or indebted to Him.
我们可以很满足的跟神交这个算账说你交给我的我都持守下来了。
And we can say to God joyfully that what you have given to me I have done faithfully.
不但持守了，我还扩张了。
Not only have I done it, but I have expanded upon it.
将你所赐给我的恩赐把它发挥出来了。
And that all of the grace and talents you have given to me, I have used it for you.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing him.
209首。
209首。209.